Well, I'd love to welcome you to another episode of The Grass is Greener. This one is a little bit different. I am speaking with Uri. He is a CEO of Somavedic International. And if you've been following my social media lately, or you've been paying attention to some of my Instagram, and you will know that we did a giveaway this week, and of the Somavedic, the Vedic, which is the green one. And Uri is a self-proclaimed endless optimist. I love that. This is how he describes himself: an endless optimist with a passion to build and grow projects with meaning. And that already tells me that I'm excited to have him on my show. Right now, he's working on his dream product, which is the Somavedic, functional and broadly accessible frequency therapy device, harmonizing the negative effects of not only EMFs, but all other types of frequencies that may be invading our homes. So I'll be speaking with Uri. He's in the Czech Republic. I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm so excited for you to discover a little bit more about the science behind this, and also hear some stories of people who have been completely had their lives transformed by such a simple thing. I have the Vedic Green. There's a new version of this out that's 50% stronger. We've noticed a big difference in our sleep. We'll be getting into some of that. Of course, my wife's 9 months pregnant. We're going to have a little baby boy any day, and she's been sleeping like a baby. She's sleeping right now. Why do they say sleeping like a baby when they're also in the same sentence say you're never going to get any sleep? I'm going to take sleeping like a baby as sleeping like a baby, like our baby's going to sleep a lot and we're going to get so much sleep. But in the meantime, please welcome my next guest, Uri Kosar, and I'm probably butchering his name. In English, he's been called George. I first heard about Uri through Gabrielle Reese's Instagram Live, and then I reached out to the company, and then I found out that Angie, my son's mom, also works with them, and we since have now two in our home and working on getting another one because I just love the effects of these things. It structures your water, helps you sleep. Uri's coming in right now. I'll welcome him and away we'll go. Okie dokie. Hello. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to my podcast. And is if I say your name, Uri, is that right? Uri?
Yes, that's perfect. You nailed it.
I nailed it. When I was talking to Tara, I was like, she said, George is fine. And then I was like, I want to call him by his real name. So it's Uri. Okay.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
Awesome. And we're already recording, so we'll just get right into it. You're in the Czech Republic right now, right?
Yes. I'm in Prague. Yes.
In Prague. Cool. I've never been to Prague. I've heard one of my best friends, Johan, spent some time there. One of his favorite cities. Why do you live there?
Well, because, I'm Slovak. So, I was born in a neighboring country next to Czech Republic. So formerly we were Czechoslovakia. Then we split, but I studied here for six years at the university, like IT and stuff like that. And I love Prague. I always loved Prague. And I moved here, to live with my fiance. So yeah. So.
Okay. Whenever I think of Prague, I think of the movies and just how romantic, how stunning the buildings are and the architecture, and would you say it's a liberal city in that area, or is it like, because it's the area around it, like how is it politically right now, how is it to live there in a political way?
It's very liberal, but it's like currently they are tightening up the restrictions and things like that, but I would say that still You know, we are very good in terms of the restrictions, but definitely liberal. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no, I know in the past there's been quite a bit of unrest inside of the, in that whole area from civil wars and all of that. And has Prague always sort of stayed out of it, or has Prague been in the midst of it? Because it's always seemed to me like has the architecture and this beauty of the city, when there was the wars going on, was Prague involved as well, or was it pretty much out of it?
Yes, well, Prague was left out of it. Prague is in a way protected, by whatever forces there are, like there, because you know, like there were all because for example, Germany that is like next to Prague, for like that was bombarded very heavily, but there were already bombers on the way to bomb Prague, but there was a huge mist and storms and things like that. So they were not able to find it. And that was the first and last attempt. So that's why it could keep its historical buildings. Yes.
Wow. That's such a gift. I remember I lived in Europe, all over Europe, and there was some little cities, you know, in the corner of where Switzerland's, I think it was probably Basel, where Switzerland and France and Germany kind of come together. And there was this little town that was just bombed, and there was all these beautiful buildings were gone, and they had rebuilt some of them, obviously. But I've always wanted to visit Prague.
And you're welcome. And
yeah. So, you know, you're right. I first saw you on Gabrielle Reese's Instagram Live. Okay. And then I was listening to it, and then I made a post about it. And then Angie Fletcher is my ex-wife, and she was also, my son. I got this one from you guys, but there's a little one of these that Angie gave my son, and it's next to our water right now. So I'm really glad to have you on here. I've heard about you, and I've heard about this amazing technology. So you studied 6 years at the university. You were studying IT?
Yes, computers. Yes.
Computers. And then how in the world did you, because you're the CEO of this company.
Yes.
But Ivan is the founder. So how did you get involved with Ivan, and how did this come together for you?
Yes. Well, I'll start with my story, how I got involved with Somovetic, and then I'll talk about the Somovetic and how that came to be. So around, you know, at the university, I had, like the lifestyle there, you know, sleepless nights, a lot of alcohol and food and you know, I was getting like sicker and sicker. And like the doctors, they just gave me, you know, like pills, and I started to slowly, like, let's say, awake, in terms of like, yeah, I mean, the pills won't help me, but at that time I was on a journey through and trying out various supplements and diets and everything, and then basically when I've made a radical change, and I couldn't basically heal myself for the next 5 years. I was, you know, I had sleepless nights and chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, and everything. And then when I stumbled upon raw food diet, I said, like, yes, this is it. This is what I want to do. It made sense at that time. So I immediately, starting the next day, I switched to raw food diet, and within six months, all the, like, everything just basically, you know, went away, all of the symptoms, which was extremely fast. Of course, it has its like side effects. I was very skinny, you know, the whole body was going through a complete transformation, you know, like, just to the bone, basically everything was exchanged. Like the cells were, you know, like growing back and muscle growing back from ground up. But yeah, but this taught me, or basically after this transformation, I felt some kind of like a calling, you know, to help people in terms of education about their health and wellness. And I always was thinking, with whatever I was doing, I was always like thinking big, and I always wanted to do things on a scale, like help people on a scale. But I was doing my everyday business, you know, working in a startup AI incubator and just the usual jobs. But on the sideways, I was always interested in health and wellness. And then in 2018, I was visiting a friend of mine, and he had this colorful lamps all over his place, you know, and so I was curious what that is. And he said, yeah, well, that's some of Ayurvedic, it's doing this and that. And immediately after he told me like what it is and what it is doing, I said, it just clicked. And I said, like, this is it. This is, you know, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to help people on a scale, because here's a product that is helping people, and I want to bring it to the global audience. So yeah, that's basically how I started with some of Ayurvedic in 2018. Then year after that, 2019, I became the CEO. We've set up the US branch in San Francisco, and we are growing really, really nice and fast, organically, word of mouth.
Mouth to mouth. Yeah. And so you went to his house and he had colorful lamps like this, just all over the place, like different ones. And are you a sensitive person? Because I know some people who are very sensitive to like EMFs or sensitive to 5G or certain things will notice right away a different feeling. Did his house feel different when you went in it?
It did not. There are two ways how people react to some Ayurvedic, and I'll get back like to the story of the some Ayurvedic. So, for example, you know, he had like lots of them there, but I brought one home, and when I brought it home and plugged it in, basically my jaw started buzzing, you know, like from like electricity or something like that. My jaw was buzzing, my head was spinning a bit, and I said, this is interesting. My fiance, she felt it on her chest and in her stomach. So there was something going on. And this is sometimes happening to people, you know, when they are around lots of some Ayurvedic at some place, and they don't feel like anything specific. But when they bring their own some Ayurvedic home and plug it in, they can feel quite a bit of difference, you know, because you are in your home environment. For some reason, it works like this, that when you are at home and bring it home and plug it in, it has like a stronger effect on you, and you can feel the difference because all of a sudden you are in the known environment at home, but the energy just changes, just switches, and the body is responding to that.
Mm. And people's water as well. I know it structures water. So I want to get into all the like goodies of what it does for certain people, and also like some of the benefits. But so Ivan, he started this in 2011, this company.
Yes.
And what I love too is it's global, so you can get express shipping like really fast around the world, which whenever, sometimes when we work with companies, it's like, I have to say, sorry, it's for the US and Canada only, but yours is, this company, because you're in Czech Republic, you can also ship anywhere in the world and within almost like 3 or 4 days, right? Is that what the thing. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. With the express shipping, yes, we ship worldwide, usually from the US. So cool. Because we have two companies. One is here in Czech Republic, and one is in the US. But getting back to the story of the Somovetic, it was that Ivan invented. It was similar to mine, because he was also struggling with his health. He's a mathematician, IT and mathematician. He was studying that. He didn't finish, but he was interested in this. And then again, in his late 30s, he started to have some health problems. And the doctors were not able to help him. So he started to study like Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine and different healing properties of precious stones and minerals. And well, after like several books and trying things out, it started to work and help him. So after some time, basically he healed himself. He was also helping his family and friends. That was working as well. I mean, he was not a doctor or anything like that, but from the experience he learned, he was able to help them. And it was around that time when he found out that, well, there are some external influences that are affecting our health, which is, for example, EMF or geopathic zones. So he was thinking like, if he could make like a device from the knowledge and experience he had, that would mitigate these effects and help him and other people. So this is, it came out of need and inspiration that he was thinking about the device, and he built the first prototype April 1st, 2011. Yes.
And there's a really cool video. I'm actually going to share the video on this video of how they blow this glass by hand. And then inside it is different minerals and or different crystals or minerals.
Yes, precious stones and minerals. Yes.
And depending on the color and the one you get, there's different crystals and different minerals. It's all in that video too, like how they put these together. I just can't understand why, how he went from like what would give him the idea to put it inside this, and then how he would test it and understand that it was actually helping people like that. How was there a lot of different prototypes and things that he put together? Like how did this come together, and why is it this shape?
Yeah. So he had, because of his life situation, he had like an out-of-body experience, and he became very sensitive and intuitive. And it was around that time when he had the idea, to put together a device. And he had an initial thought of how it should work, that he should use like different precious stones and minerals and energy amplifiers and some frequency therapy technology. So that was at the very beginning. But when I was talking to him a few years ago about this, he said like, it wasn't me. Like I didn't invent anything. It just came through me. So like my hands were guided. So this was the very first thing. So he assembled something, and then he was he had some let's say five friends five friends that had extrasensory abilities, and he was testing each model or version with them, and they had to agree, all of them, about what it is doing and what it is not doing. So he was testing that, but these were the first weeks and months. And once independently, they all agreed like, yes, this is working and this is doing this and that. He started to test it with bioresonance devices, which here in Europe and in Japan, they are quite widespread. Of course, there are some in the US, in San Francisco and LA, there are clinics using bioresonance devices, which is a device that is like measuring your frequencies of your organs, your body, viruses, bacteria, the levels of EMFs that are in your body and everything. It can measure really wide spectrum of things, and it can determine what's wrong, what organs are not working well, etc. So he started to measure the effects after these experiments. He started to measure these effects with bioresonance devices, and he found out that it's working really well. And again, not even 1 year after he has built the first prototype, the two biggest bioresonance producers reached out to him that they would like him to make Somovetics as a white label, you know, for them, because they said, we have the device, we've been testing it, we see amazing results, we know it's working, so we want to include it with our devices. So this was another confirmation from these two big companies that that is working. So yeah, and so first step was his friends. Second step was the bioresonance devices, and then basically we focused on biomarkers, on what is actually doing Somovetic to your body and to your blood.
Right, and some of those images of before and after of the blood, it's all clumped together, and I've seen similar things with ozone therapy and some other therapies where they take a deep field photograph of your blood, and when it's all clotted together like that, and then after Somovetic, the cells are healthy and independent, just similar to like what an ozone device can do. And you know, I've done quite a bit of ozone therapy in my life, and I've done blood tests before and after, and I've seen the blood cells do beforehand be all clumped together and not functioning in the way they should, and then after. And so I've never heard of a bioresonance, like you say they're widely available in Europe and Japan and Asia. Like what does it actually, how does it actually work that they're able to, I understand, especially in Chinese medicine, right? Like your organs have, you know, they have certain frequencies, and you see how water, if you is structured and you speak love to water, you can see when you photograph it, water has a certain, the actual molecule will look beautiful, but if you say hate or Hitler or I hate you, yes. Water molecule from Dr. Emoto, right?
Yes.
So is now that's the Russians Carillion photography, that's different than bioresonance, isn't it?
Yes, that's different. Yes, that's different. So how bioresonance devices work, that they've measured frequencies of they have, let's say, measured frequencies of healthy organs and each organ and state of your body and viruses and bacteria, and it's preloaded in the device, and it is measuring and comparing the frequencies. So there's a display, and then you can see like what organs are out of alignment, or if you have too much bacteria, these sort of viruses. And in some countries, they are certified as a medical device for diagnostic and treatment as well.
They're registered as a medical device
in Europe.
The FDA is a little bit harder to convince that something that's not a chemical or a pharmaceutical can actually do anything for you. It's a little tougher here in the US to convince people outside of anything but pharmaceuticals are the answer to our symptoms. This is really interesting to me, because I feel like when you think about frequency and vibration and healing. And you as we move forward and you look at, I mean, it starts with science fiction movies, right? Mm-hmm. Where in every science fiction movie, all healing is done with frequency. Like you,
yes,
put them there in space and they put them in a little machine like Matt Damon in that movie. And then they just run these frequencies through them. And, you know, we have a PEMF devices at our house, like for one is called the Beamer. And of course we have red light therapy, which is the Juve, which is sending different frequencies. And now we have, of course, some of these floating around our house, the Soma Vedics. So I really believe in frequency therapy, and even music, right, is a frequency.
Yes,
and
yes,
certain music you put on has you feel a certain feeling.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, when I was, I was putting together a presentation, a history of frequency therapy healing, and it goes back like thousands of years ago, you know, with Australian Aborigines, you know, using didgeridoo as a healing tool. And you know, then monks chanting Om, and then to the more modern, let's say, you know, Pythagoras. It was the first one that set up like schools or spas where they were healing you with music, you know. So this is, you know, ancient. This is known. Yes,
I love that. And well, and during COVID, I was doing live music on my channel 3-4 times a week. And I, so many of the people watching shared that the music healed them and helped them not just feel better, but they, when they would, there's like a frequency of connection to spirit. There's a connection to the story or the journey of the story, or just actually the vibration of the music coming through whatever device or headphones. I'm a big believer in frequency therapy, especially through music. It's one of my passions is using music to change somebody's state. And you know, all you got to do is put on your music and start dancing around, and you can shift your mood really quickly. So you looked at the history of frequency therapy. Is this before you got involved with Soma Vedic or after?
No, it was, I don't know, like 2 or 3 months ago, when I was preparing for one summit, a presentation around the topic of frequency therapy, past, present, and future. The future is basically how I see it. Again, let's say, like a chamber where you would be in, and they would, let's say, like there will be various frequencies that will get your body into homeostasis and regenerate your cells and everything. So this is, but in more like, let's say, in a shorter time than today. So this is how I see things coming in next years.
I love that. And I'm with you on that. I love the Soma Vedic, they have light, and you know, we have photo receptors on our skin. If you sleep in a room and the sun comes up and any amount of light hits your skin, your body starts to wake up, and light affects our photoreceptors at any time. But this is also has frequencies that's coming from the crystals. And how does the light inside have the frequency be exaggerated or expanded? Like how does, because if the crystals are just sitting here, they're only going to emit a certain distance of field. And so how does the light allow it to go 100 feet? Because these go 100 feet through concrete, through whatever. How does that work?
Yes, so it's not that the light would be the most important part of it. Of course, the light is serving as a, you know, activator, but there's a there's also like a subtle frequency therapy technology behind it. But what is most important is that really the core of the Samvedic is made out of these precious stones and minerals and precious metals. And even when it's not plugged in, it is working. So it has about 60% efficacy when it's not plugged in, because it's the precious stones and minerals and energy amplifiers that are working together in correlation that they are creating this, you know, this coherent field around the Samvedic. So, but when you plug it in, you get the full potential of it. And the light is there for, again, for like, let's say, slight, you know, improvement of the properties. But when one of the LEDs goes off, we know that there's something's wrong with some of it, and you have to exchange it. I mean, we will be sending you a new one, and we will pick up the one you have, because otherwise you would not know if it's working or not, you know, without the light. So it's sort of, you know, so like a feedback loop if the Samvedic is working. And yeah,
and you guys, and I, yeah, there's a 5-year warranty on these things, right? And then yes, also I saw that you have a 99% customer satisfaction rating, which is really, really awesome. And they can also try it for 60 days to see how it works in with their body and their home. They can return it within 60 days, right?
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we usually, you have 1 year or 2 years warranty on a product that is working, you know, and if it breaks down, they'll exchange you the product or fix it for free. So we have a 5 years warranty. It's not that the product will stop working, it's that we will replace it with a new one within 5 years.
I love that.
And yes, we have a 60-day money-back guarantee, because, you know, some people can feel it right away. Some people will feel it after days or weeks. Some people might not feel it at all. It doesn't mean that it's not working. It just, you know, they just don't feel it right away. But we want to make sure that everybody is comfortable with the Samvedic and with the investment. So we have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So anybody can test it out and see for themselves if it's working or not. If not, nothing, like everything's fine. You'll just send us the device and we'll refund you the money.
What you mentioned geopathic zones, which is something I'd never heard of until I heard you speaking with Gabriel Reese about them. And I find it so fascinating that under there's geopathic zones, and then there's the other lines. They start with an H, the Herkin lines. What's that one?
Hartmann-Curry lines, so water crosses, geopathic zones, yes.
Can you explain just a little bit about, what they are, what these geopathic zones and Hartmann lines are, and how they affect the human body, and how these can help to harmonize that if you happen to have your house on top of one?
Yes, sure. So geopathic zones are, are zones or places where, for example, tectonic plates hit each other or are next to each other. And when, you know, they are moving very, very slow, but they, you know, that tension is emitting a vibration that is surfacing. That's one example. But the most common example is a geopathic zone caused by a flowing river, for example. You know, when you have underground flowing river, that is again emitting the vibration that is surfacing. And there are studies showing that if you spend let's say substantial part of your day at that spot, for example, if you have your bed over it, it will, in the long term, like cause it will have like a negative health effect. So the Chinese know them, you know, for thousands of years. They call it dragon veins. They know according to various animals where they lie or not. Where are the geopathic zones or where they are not? But for example, dowsers can find the geopathic zones, I was listening to Ben Greenfield's podcast, and he said that he had a guy measuring the geopathic zones, and he had one right over his bed, you know, in the bedroom. So he moved the bed. So you can move the bed, or you can, you know, like get some geopathic zone mitigation device.
Is there any other ways of mitigating some of those zones that you've heard of other than somovetic? Like, how else can you? Because they, you know, the Japanese too, there's a lot of cultures that just won't build on them. Like they know where they are, they just won't build a home there. So, and I've heard of dowsers. Can you explain what dowsers are real quick? I know they can, there's certain people that have the gift, right? They can walk on the property and they can like, they actually feel where they are, right? Is there?
Yes, but dowsers, you don't have to be gifted to, do this. So dowsers are using these rods, L-shaped rods, and are walking, let's say, in your bedroom or at your garden, because dowsers were, originally that they let's say are used to find water, you know, when you want to dig a well or something like that, you need to find underwater. So you have these L-shaped rods and you have them like this, so straight, and you are walking slowly, and all of a sudden they will just cross, and you know that there's water below that. Wow. And yeah, it's proven, it's very easy, and it's proven, and anybody can do this. I mean, you know, like I've seen so many videos, and Luke Story has tested that as well. So it's, you know, it's this is let's say, no, not let's say, this is dowsing, and this is how you can find a spot where the water is below the surface.
One of my teachers, Kathy, her teacher Robert, she told me that he could go on a property and he could sense with his like body, like he would feel, and then they would test it with the dowsing rods. And, he was a bit of a legend and a bit of a myth. So I never saw it happen, but I've heard about that. So this can affect someone having terrible sleeps or incongruencies in their relationships, or like it can really affect somebody's home, can't it?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I don't recall the study, but I think it was one Austrian doctor that find a direct correlation that there were some places that weren't good for people, and it was enough to move them few meters from it. And all of a sudden they started to get better. So, mm-hmm. So this, you know, and he started to dig more into that. So yes.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I've heard the word geopathic zone and Hartmann line in just, I don't know, maybe on a podcast, but I never understood the effects that they can have on someone's home. Now, talk about 5G and EMFs. If you live like right next to a 5G tower or power lines, or maybe you're an apartment building with like, you know, 50 different
Wi-Fi
routers, yeah, blasting you at night. I went to a hotel recently, and I'm not a highly sensitive person, meaning like I do have a friend, Kate Zena, who she'll probably watch this. She's definitely getting one of these devices for her home because she has no Wi-Fi. She has to run Cat 5 cable from the router to her computer and even her phone. Like that, she can't be. And so she will, she's the type of person that will notice the effects of this. But what I understand is this doesn't block EMFs. This doesn't block 5Gs, but it helps your body, your cells deal with the stresses. Can you explain how it helps with 5G, you know, because I have blockers all over the house on all my routers. I have a router, it'll unplug if I take it, but these minerals, they're minerals too, that are clipped, dense minerals that are clipped on a lot of my power sources here and there through a company called EMF Solutions. How is this different than that? And how does this help the body sort of, I guess, deal with the stress of EMF?
Yes. So, Soma Vedic is not blocking EMF, and it was designed this way because from the beginning, it was designed to be used in office spaces, doctors' offices, homes, and, you know, where basically you need technology to work, Wi-Fi, I mean, yeah, cell phones and laptops. So how Soma Vedic is helping with the EMF effects is that it's basically creating a field of its own. We call it like this coherent field that is supporting anything living inside. And the way we know is, for example, from one German study that was comparing human cells, the speed of regeneration in a non-EMF environment, it was shielded, in an EMF environment, which is standard environment, and then in an EMF environment with a Soma Vedic next to it. And there was, you could see basically the three steps of the speed of the cell regeneration, where the slowest was in an EMF environment, then the improved speed of cell regeneration was with Soma Vedic, and then the highest speed was in non-EMF, in total non-EMF environment. But you could see like how the Soma Vedic is working, and it's basically helping, in a nutshell, is basically creating a space where the body has energy to regenerate itself, you know, because the body is doing the healing. And on a cellular level, the cells are not negatively responding to the EMF radiation. So, and why I said that all the living things inside of the field, in the field's reach, is because we know that and we get this a lot, that people are sending us photos of their plants, how all of a sudden how big they are, or how fast they are growing, or even pets, that they their behavior changed, or that they sleep better, or small children sleep better, you know. And so this rules out the placebo, you know, with plants and pets and small
children. They're not you're right. The cats aren't like believing the hype, right,
exactly. yes.
Okay. I went to see one. There's a therapist that we go to visit, and she has a Soma Vedic in her office, and there's no windows at all. And she has plants, and these plants look amazing. And I was blown away that they're vibrant and they were green, and there's no natural light in there. She has one little kind of artificial light, but the Soma Vedic's in there. And she also deals with a lot of frequency and a lot of vibration with her patients, the type of healing she does. And she's got a Soma Vedic in there as well. So you mentioned sleep. Now my wife's 9 months pregnant, and we're expecting any day. We're about 5 days away from the due date.
And congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I'm excited about our baby sleeping really well. Like, I'll let you know how that goes. But Kate has been sleeping completely through the night with, you know, like, and notoriously pregnant women have to get up to go to the bathroom 5 or 6 times a night. And I think we've had this for 4 months, and our sleep, I sleep like a rock always, but she, even before she would get up to go to the restroom when she wasn't pregnant, but since we've had this, she's been able to sleep. And I know a lot of, you know, I don't know if there's a more important pillar to health than a good night's sleep. And yeah. So you've, tell me about some stories or anything you've heard about some people with sleep that, you've like, what's the, tell me a couple of things you've heard about sleep from people who've had these devices.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, the sleep is the most important part, I would say, in our day, in our 24-hour cycle, you know, because it's the time when our body regenerates, when our mind and body regenerate. So we really need to protect our sleep. So a good night's sleep, you know, it's very important. And so sleep is the number one thing that people like get back to us with the feedback that this is what improves. Because in like there are like various things. It's sleep, energy levels, headaches, and migraines with women, especially, they just go, you know, almost disappear.
I know Tara, you're the woman I've been speaking to here. She said she used to have these brutal migraines. And she said, as soon as she got it, she hasn't had a single migraine since.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, headaches, migraines, feelings of calmness and peace. But the number one thing is definitely sleep. I mean, we had, for example, Luke Story sent us a screenshot of his Aura Ring data when he got his first Somovetics. It was like through the roof, the deep sleep and everything. So yes, we get this feedback a lot.
I love that. And why do you think it helps sleep? Is it because of the congruency? And I know we hear a lot about heart congruency from, you know, there's Joe Dispenza who takes people through his number one thing is congruency. And can you just talk a little bit about how does this help with harmonizing and congruency, and why do you think it helps with sleep?
Yes, because the Somovedic is not only mitigating the effects of EMF, then you would get basically, let's say, to zero. Well, it not only just cancels out the effects. The heart of the Somovedic, the various precious stones and minerals, are supportive. You know, they are helping your body to regenerate faster, you know, to get into coherency or homeostasis. So that's why we think that it has this effect on our sleep, that space that it is creating is like supportive for the self-healing processes in our bodies.
It almost sounds adaptogenic in the sense that if wherever you're a bit out of balance or with disharmony or discongruency, this will help your body to adapt, like in an adaptogenic way. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Yeah, like adapt. So I, Harman, just explain to me structuring water. For my listeners, a lot of people put the Vedic or the green by their water. And why is that water better for us, and how does it work?
Sure. So structured water, you know, the famous Japanese scientist Masaru Emoto brought this to the mainstream, you know, when you were talking or having negative thoughts, or when you were talking negative to water, and then he was taking this photograph of the water crystals. So why is this important? Is that in our bodies, in our cells, there's only structured water. That means, so if you drink structured water, it's the most bioavailable type or state of water. So, of course, you can find structured water in nature, but not in our environment, in our home or work environment. You know, there's no structured water from tap or plastic bottles or whatever. You have to basically like structure it with, there are various technologies how to structure water. So why is this important is, again, to, you know, get the hydration, the right hydration from the water. And I'll just mention the Tara again, because like that's a great example. She said, you know, I used to drink a gallon of water a day, and I was still feeling thirsty. And since I started structuring water with some of it, just by placing the jug of water like next to it, I'm drinking like half of it, and I don't feel thirsty anymore. You know, so again, and this had so it's basically the most bioavailable like state of water that we can drink. And the way how Somovedic is doing it is the same way. It's basically the same field that is around the Somovedic that is affecting the Somovedic. That is affecting the water. You know, the field of the Somovedic is changing the structure of the water. That's why, you know, we don't know what makes the plants grow faster, you know, but we assume that, you know, it's the field, is the changing the of course, mitigating the EMF effects, because we know that this has, the EMF are affecting the growth of plants. But then if you are, you know, watering them with structured water, they just grow faster.
And where our bodies are made up of mostly water. So it's, yes, it also makes sense why people experience a similar, you know, the water inside of us also gets harmonized in congruency and gets structured inside of the, yes, human body too, right?
Yes, exactly.
Before we say goodbye, I want to hear the craziest testimonial that comes to your mind. Like, what's somebody has written to you or told you, and this, I understand this won't be for everybody, is not going to get this result, but what's one or two things that somebody has shared with you that has been a benefit of having one of these in their home that you can share with us before we say goodbye?
So I will share two stories with you. One, that just came to my mind. So one, okay, is from my former advisor. When I was in San Francisco, I had, I had a really nice guy that was, you know, basically he was introducing me to various people in San Francisco. And we sent him the Somovedic for him and his wife. And they had a parrot, a bird, for more than 10 years, but the last 5 years, it had no feather, you know, it was featherless. Yeah. So, and he started sending me, like photos of big leaves of plants and everything. And he was blown away by it. But then he told me, like, you know, what's the craziest part about it is that in these 2 months the feather grew back. You know, all of a sudden all the feather is back, and we didn't change. Yes, and we didn't change anything. You know, like for 5 years it had no feather, and all of a sudden, like there he was with his feather, and they were sad because eventually it flew away. You know, because, yeah, so it's an interesting and sad story, because they loved him, but then it flew away. But he said, like, he'd never seen something like this, you know, so that's quite amazing.
Wow. And what's the other one?
Yeah, and the other one is that one car dealer had it in his office, and he had two secretaries. And they were like fighting a lot, you know, arguing. Yeah. And he brought some Vedic there, and they stopped. But
really?
But yes. But the crazy thing about that is that after
they flew away.
But after about But after about 3 years, one of the lights went off, and one of the secretaries like approached the owner, and she told him like, you have to fix that, because they didn't know what that was or what it is doing. And she told him that you have to fix that lamp because it's broken. We are fighting again.
Are you serious? Yes. Oh my goodness. That is, and they didn't even know what it was.
Yes,
well, I know for us mainly has been sleep, especially for my wife who's very, very pregnant. And then of course our water, we have it right next to our water, and our cats are very, very healthy. They're not flying away, but our cats. Well, you're having a big sale, up to 20% off on Black Friday. And I have a code the people can use, which is just PG20.
Yes.
In Europe, do they have a Black Friday in Europe too? Or is it just
not really? On our European eShop, like somoverig.eu, they can use it as well. But yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Well, I have people watching from all over the world. So I really love that you're doing this. And I'm so happy to find a product that I feel can really help people in a really special way. And it is for everybody because it's adaptogenic, meaning and very rarely can you recommend something to someone that you know will help something, like will help bring in that heart congruency, and the harmonization is something that and frequency therapy. I'm so excited about where we're headed as a, you know, as a species to understand and it's really getting back to nature, right? It's really getting back to being in harmony and congruency with nature. And this, I feel like this is like bringing some nature into your home.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Uri, thanks so much for being on my podcast. I love your bio. It says Tara sent it to me. You're a passionate,
endless optimist with passion to build and grow projects with meaning.
Yes, endlessly optimistic. That's the part that I'm like, yes. I've also been accused of being endlessly optimistic.
Yeah. So, it's sometimes not practical, but it makes our life nice.
Who cares? I would rather live in a bubble of optimism and seeing everything as the glass half full rather than glass empty. It's just a perspective of point of view. And it's never negatively affected me being optimistic. Uri.
Yes.
Well, thanks for coming on. And anybody watching this, you can go to somavedic.com, right?
Yes.
Yep. And then they can, when they're checking out, they can put the code PG20. And there's what I love about the website is there's a ton of science there, and you can see images of blood before and very solid science. And there's research papers that if you're a pessimist, you can dive deep into the inquiry of science to understand. And then they can try it for 60 days and see how it feels in their home.
Yes. Yes, exactly. There's still the 60-day money back guarantee for everybody to try out. Yes.
Awesome. Great. Well, is there anything else you want to add, Uri?
No, I mean, I'm glad, you know, we just talked about this and you know, spreading the awareness about EMF and its effects is really, really important. And I really enjoyed this conversation. So thank you for having me, Paul.
You're welcome. I think it's only going to get worse once they throw satellites up in the sky that are Elon Musk, that's constantly going to be blasting us with 5G. I think whatever we can do to make our homes a safe haven, and this is one of them. You can also block EMF with certain things and still have Wi-Fi, but this is a really great way to sort of make sure your home has a harmonizing frequency, so that you don't have to fight with your wife all the time. or your fiance. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Yeah, bye.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you so much for being here, listening to my conversation with Uri. And I hope you learned a little bit about frequency healing and how important it is to give your body a shot, a chance with all this incredible onslaught of technology around us and frequencies that are potentially harmful to the human cell. Check out somavedic.com. You can follow them, Somavedic International, on Instagram, and check out some of the testimonials. If you go to the website and you want to purchase one of these puppies, between the 23rd of November and December 1st of 2021, you can use my code PG20 to get 20% off, and that's an extended Black Friday sale. But if you happen to be listening to this and it is not in the month of November and December in 2021, you can just use PG10 and get 10% off. Thank you so much for listening, subscribing, reviewing. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. I'm passionate about all things that can make your home feel harmonious and peaceful and easy and graceful. And so I often share things that interest me, that I use, that I love, not just for longevity and for giving your cells a chance to heal and thrive, but also for prevention and for the adaptogenic side of this product is what's super rad, is if you're out of balance, you can adjust that a lot cheaper than spending a bunch of time in a hospital and them giving you a bunch of surgeries, medications, and you name it. So it's worth a look at. You 60-day guarantee, 5-year warranty. If you don't like it, just send it back. Check out some of the science and the testimonials on their website, and just, as with everything, just get curious as to the cause of your dis-ease, the lack of ease in your body, rather than just numbing out with medications or painkillers or being terrified and having somebody in a white coat tell you you need surgery. There's other ways, and I'm a big proponent for prevention, and this seems to be a profound way to prevent illness and give your body a chance to do what it's supposed to do, which is thrive and have you feel alive. I know Kate's been sleeping like a baby. I wake up with an abundance of energy. Of course, we have several tools in our house. We have EMF blockers on all of our Wi-Fis, and you can check out on Amazon for EMF blockers. There's a company called EMF Solutions that I'm not affiliated with, but they have really good quality clips you put on your Wi-Fis and on some of your plugs. And so check that stuff out. It does matter. We are frequency, we are vibration, and it matters. So check it out. And in the meantime, be kind and gentle and tender and loving to yourself on purpose. And I'll see you on the next episode of The Grass is Greener. You're amazing. Bye for now.